Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to a special edition of Center Stage. I'm Carrie Hines, your host. Typically, we don't do shows on Tuesday night, but tonight we were watching the situation at the University of Missouri and very concerned for the black students at that university. We understand that ABC 17 News has confirmed a threat was called into the black Culture Center during Tuesday's meeting between the members of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus and members of the group concerned Students 1950. Basically, the Black Caucus said that the threat forced the building to be locked down. Listen, this is getting way out of control. This is a situation that should have been handled early on, and we're very concerned for the Black students at the University of Missouri. I am asking any of the students that are attending there to please call in tonight. I really want to know what's going on. I think the world wants to know what's going on. You don't have to give your name. You can be totally anonymous. Just tell us what is going on and what is going on campus right now that has some fearful for their lives. I mean, I'm reading some of the things that are going on Twitter, and I am in total disbelief. I just don't understand how this could have turned so wrong. Some are tweeting that, you know, they see a blue truck outside, and the blue truck doesn't have any license plates on it. I mean, you know, JB, Jonathan Butler, who is a young man who went on strike, a hunger strike, because of the conditions at the University of Missouri, tweeted earlier about 25 minutes ago that if you're on campus, please head home for safety precautions. There is an active threat on campus. Do not walk anywhere alone. Hello? What the hell is going on? If you are a parent and have a child at the University of Missouri, I suggest you head that way. And I suggest all local law enforcement, please take this threat seriously and make sure that all the Black students are able to evacuate safely. This should not be something they're trying to do on their own. It should be up to law enforcement on the campus as well as the law enforcement in the surrounding area to protect them. What the hell? I am livid. I'm sorry, y'all. I am livid. I just happened to log on to Twitter to see more about what was going on at the University of Missouri, only to see that these young people are scared for their lives. And, I mean, they're talking about walking in groups, don't walk alone, head home. Someone said, concerned student 1950 said, again, please be safe. Call 911, travel in groups, and please try to stay indoors. Hello? You know, what the? I mean, like, how did this get this out of control? I'm at a loss. I mean, I'm very, very, very lost as to how this could have happened. Dr. Lori Patton Davis tweeted about an hour ago, threats called into the Black Cultural Center during a Black Caucus meeting, local news, home, ABC 17 News. I mean, this is crazy. JB, which is also Jonathan Butler, put concerned students 1950, teaches America how to protest. I mean, did a protest take it here? I mean, are we living in a country where, you know, you can deal with injustice as long as you don't speak up about injustice? That is crazy. And for all the students at the University of Missouri, we're praying for you, for your, you know, that God dispatches angels from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that, you know, he put his hedge of protection around each and every one of you all. And truth be told, if a hair on the head of any of those students is harmed as a result of this protest, the world is watching, and it is going to be more protests on the University of Missouri. Trust me. I mean, now the grown folks finna get involved for real. If you all want to do it like that, y'all going to get some real serious, real seasoned protesters to come to the University of Missouri to stand with these students. This is crazy. I mean, you know, how is it that Jonathan Butler goes on a hunger strike, the football team decides to stand with him and say that they're refusing to play in an upcoming game, and out of that, the president Tim Wolf resigns because he didn't do his job and he did not deal with racial tensions that had been building on that campus for a while. And so, okay, out of that, we get threats made to the students to the point that they're afraid of their lives and they're heading home. I mean, in the middle of the semester, Thanksgiving holiday had, you know, I'm sure they're not leaving for the holidays yet. I mean, something's got to be done where in this country you can protest without dying for standing up for your rights. I mean, we're going backwards here. I mean, there's so much wrong with this that I am just like in total disbelief that these young students are learning this lesson so early in life that being black ain't easy. Let's just say it like that. Being black ain't easy. And for the longest time we've known, you know, that there was always a danger, you know, in standing up for your rights. We learned that from Dr. King. We learned that from Malcolm X. We learned that from so many others, Rosa Parks. I mean, you name it. History shows that black people standing up for themselves comes at a price. But these young students only protested the fact that things were not right on this campus, and they wanted to see change, and they were willing to risk their athletic scholarships. I mean, they were willing to risk their chances of going to college at this university, trying to bring about change for not only themselves but those that will come behind them. And because of that, some coward decides to make threats against these students. You know, it's always those that, I don't know, those that are too cowardly to stand up to you to your face and say, I hate you, but instead they'll get on the phone and make a threat, or they'll hide behind a sheet and make a threat. I think this is cowardly when anyone would threaten these young people. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, y'all, I'm trembling. I'm so shaken by this because, you know, I was thinking that these young people had done something so courageous, and these athletes deserve the ESPY Awards. You know, Jonathan Butler deserved the Man of the Year Award or something, or the Nobel Peace Prize for what he did, and yet you see cowards making threats against these students for standing up for themselves. Shame on you. And we are going to absolutely plead the blood of Jesus over every student that attends the University of Missouri and ask that God protect that campus, and that through this change comes, and that people realize that this is not the way that it should be. The racial tension in this country, It's at a level that I haven't seen in my lifetime, and what's happening on this campus is just a glimpse into what's going on in our world. And it's unfortunate that going to college and trying to better your life and get an education and hopefully be a productive member of society, in doing that you would still experience that type of racism on the level that black folks have seen since, you know, way before I got here. But tonight, y'all, you know, I think we all need to be on the phones. We need to be calling the University of Missouri, and we need to be making it clear to the leadership on that campus that if you allow those students to get hurt as a result of them protesting, it ain't over. I mean, and I'm not making threats of violence. I'm making threats of there's going to be such a huge number of people that are going to come to that campus to help protest. There's going to be protests ongoing. Ferguson, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you think Ferguson was something, it's going to be really huge if you all allow those children to be harmed for speaking up, you know, for their rights. I just think that's terrible. I have made a petition to any of the University of Missouri students, if you will, please call in tonight and tell us what's going on. It can totally be anonymous. I'm not going to even ask you your name. I just want to know what's going on. Are you safe? Do you feel like you can trust the campus police? Do you feel like you can trust calling 911 to get help? What in the world is going on, and how can those of us that are on the outside help you all? Can we make a phone call? Can we show up? Should we show up? What do you all need us to do in order to make this better? I would love to talk to Mr. Jonathan Butler. I mean, he is my hero. Listen, that young man has got major potential. I see political aspirations all over him. I think he's going to go far, far, far. And he's not the only one that's done great things. That athletic team, the football team, they are great as well. I think all of them will go far because it's going to take courage like that in the world that we live in. And I'm just going to read some of the more recent tweets off of this page. I'm looking at I think I'm on Jonathan Butler's page, y'all. Let me try. Yeah, this is Jonathan Butler's page, and so I'm reading off his Twitter page. I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this, but I'm going to do it. He says, I believe in humanity. I believe that black people can be free in America. I believe the world can see peace. I believe that too, Jonathan. I really do. Someone else said black students are terrified and are evacuating the campus. That's what someone posted 7 minutes ago. Someone else, Kayla Reed, said, you will not threaten black students for standing up for their rights. You will not. She also said black students are tweeting that they fear for their lives at University of Missouri. Darius Whitaker, he said 28 minutes ago on Twitter that students, if you are on campus, please go home and follow the MU alert for updates. Wow. Mama Zaz said, there is no reason why I should have to fear for my life right now. Wow. Someone else said, check on all your loved ones at the University of Missouri. Make sure they're safe and alert them of what's happening if they're unaware. Wow, this is crazy. This is crazy, y'all. I mean, this is not supposed to be happening. I'm finna send a tweet. I'm finna send a tweet. This is crazy. I mean, I am sitting like, you ever felt like you were like powerless to help somebody? I mean, I'm going to put call in the center stage now at 347-850-8390 and tell us what is going on, please. I think this is absolutely scary. If I had a child on this campus, I think I would probably be somewhere getting a speeding ticket because I would be going like, seriously, 100 miles an hour trying to get to my child. Because I think in a situation like this, you just never know. I mean, we know that Missouri is not a friendly state because we saw what happened after Mike Brown. So any threat should be, you know, taken as a serious threat. We saw that the night of the grand jury decision on the Mike Brown, during the Mike Brown case, that, you know, one of his friends came up dead, shot in the head, and then burned in the car. So we absolutely cannot just assume that, you know, this is just somebody, you know, who's playing and trying to scare the students. We absolutely positively would want to believe that it's just a hoax, but at the same time, I would rather believe that it was the safest thing to do would be to leave the campus and let the authorities figure out what's going on, but take the safety of the students to be the priority right now. That's what I think. I'm just absolutely livid. I cannot believe, I just can't believe that. And I'm a person, I'm such a fighter. I am. I have situations in my own life where I'm standing up for my rights and getting a backlash, so I know what it feels like to stand up and then be threatened or harassed as a result of that type of standing up for yourself. But at the same time, I'm much older than these students, and I didn't experience this experience. I didn't have this experience you know, at 17, 18, 19 years old. And so even though I think these kids are very mature for their age, at the same time, I don't think anybody should be in fear of their lives just because, you know, they stood up for the fact that they didn't feel like they were being treated fairly. That's just me. And I'm just hoping, I just want to hear from one of y'all, two of y'all, three of y'all. Tell us what the heck is going on this campus. I'm going to read another one of those tweets. It says, wow, she says, this is what I'm dealing with. Oh, someone's telling CNN, I'm going to stand my ground tomorrow and shoot every black person. I say, who said that? Oh, my God. That's what someone sent. Okay, y'all. That's what somebody said. Yak, I think is the name of the person who tweeted that. Wow. And see, y'all, this is the kind of thing cowards do to incite violence. They make comments like this in the middle of a tense situation like this, hoping that people will react the wrong way, therefore causing things to get worse. And I am praying that God gives level heads to all of these students, that they know through divine guidance what to do and how to do, when to do, what to say and what not to say, because we know that the devil is busy, and we know that he has an assignment against our children, and we do not want to see anything happen to these children. So we're going to pray again that God's hedge of protection goes over all of these kids. But reading these tweets are driving me crazy. I cannot believe that these kids are this afraid. And how did this happen all of a sudden during a meeting? You know what it is, y'all? Whenever people are afraid that change is coming, they do drastic things. When people feel threatened that their way of doing things is about to shift, that people are going to be treated fairly, that people are going to have the same rights that they had, people that are racist do this type of thing, and it's unfortunate, but it happens, and it is so incredible to me that people are so insecure that on a college campus, they feel like they're the only somebody should be, I don't know, able to get a fair education, I mean, to be treated fairly on campus, I mean, to be respected while they get their education, I mean, they're paying enough for it, I mean, really? It's crazy. Somebody said, this is Melanin Monroe, says, I want to be surprised by what's happening at the University of Missouri. I want to be shocked. However, this is the ugly truth of what blacks face in America. Y'all, that's the truth. That is the truth. I mean, just the fact that this young man what is his name? Non-binary Negro. The fact that he says black students are terrified and are evacuating the campus. This is crazy. I mean, this is just crazy. Wow. Somebody said Bradley J. Rayford said black students at Mizzou, how do they pronounce it, Mizzou, are leaving campus right now due to threats received via social media. Wow. Somebody should stay safe and call police if you need any help at all. Wow. That's what Black Lives Matter said. Somebody said, hey, 10 o'clock prayer is canceled tonight. Please stay home or go home with a buddy. Hashtag concerned students 1950. Wow. D. Ray McKesson said, where is all the media that was on here upset with the protesters now that they're receiving death threats? Where y'all now? Wow. Whoa. Someone said, I'm off campus, but if anyone needs a ride, tweet at me and we'll work it out. That's what Samantha said. Y'all be careful who you take your rides from. I'm just going to put that out there. Africana womaness said, everyone, please be safe. Please do not walk around campus alone. Darius Whitaker said 42 minutes ago, for the safety of our students, I believe campus needs to close tomorrow. Wow. Completely closed tomorrow, y'all. For the safety of our students, I believe campus needs to close tomorrow. Wow. Someone said, everyone save MUPD's number in your cell, which is 573-882-7201. Again, they said that everyone please save MUPD's number in your cell, and it's 573-882-7201. Wow. Someone said, if y'all on campus and feel unsafe, let somebody know. If you just want to be around your people, let somebody know. Be a support system. I agree. Illogical said that. I so agree. MSA said, there are threats at the campus. Please follow MU alerts for updated information. Wow. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Again, J.B. Jonathan Butler said, if you're on campus, please head home for safety precautions. There is an active threat on campus. Do not walk anywhere alone. Y'all, this just troubles me. It really just troubles me and speaks to the world in which we live in. It's so much violence and it's so much racial tension in the world. I mean, if we can't get along. I mean, just really, if we can't go to college together, if we can't go to an institution and get a higher level of learning together without us having to call each other names and refer to each other by racial slurs and, you know, I mean, really, that's how thugs behave. That's not how people who are going to college to get a better education, to better themselves, conduct themselves. So why is it that the university allowed this tension to fester for so long? Why did they allow the students' concerns to go unheard for so long? Why is it that it took a hunger strike and a threat of missing the revenues for a football game for the university to finally fire the president, Mr. Wolf? So much is wrong with this. So much is wrong with this. But it just speaks to the climate in which we're living in, that only the squeakiest wheel gets oiled, unfortunately. So unless you get out in the street and act a fool or protest or do something out of the norm, nothing gets done. And I'm understanding that this type of behavior has been going on at this university for quite some time. What I understand is that they were supposed to be playing, the University of Missouri was supposed to be playing the Brigham Young University Cougars. And I think that game is coming up on the 14th. And only after they threatened to not play that game did some change come. So if the football team had not got in with the support of their coach, which I say big ups to that coach, I forgot his name, but big ups to the coach there at the University of Missouri, the football coach, for standing with the team. But if the football team had never said, we won't play, would things have changed? Probably not. That's the unfortunate part. So is the university now going to put the students in a position that somebody's got to get hurt for even more change to come? It better not. The world is watching. University of Missouri, the world is watching, and we don't even believe what we're seeing. I mean, we know this stuff happens, but we cannot believe that these students are being put in a position that they're in danger. What I'm understanding is that the African-American students have complained, you know, basically for a while. They've been dealing with racism you know, on this campus for a minute. I mean, they've been complaining and complaining, and basically it's going on, it's been going on deaf ears. And so why did that have to happen? Black student leaders on the student, black student leaders openly used, black student leaders were complaining that there were racial slurs being openly used on the campus. I understand those complaints have been made and nothing had been done. Jonathan Butler, they said, he accused the school leadership of not caring for the student body. And I agree. If any time there's racial tension building and the administration does not step in to fix it, whether it was a situation that was affecting black students or if it was a situation affecting white students, it does not matter. If you don't fix the problem, you don't care about the entire student body, because if you're allowing those racial tensions to fester like that, knowing that that's eventually just a tea kettle that's going to, you know, eventually blow at some point, and you didn't do anything to address it, then that speaks to the administration, and I agree. It says that they don't care, and I think that's unfortunate. I'm going to look again on some of these tweets, y'all, because I'm just amazed that this is going on, and I'm just waiting for somebody to say, the police showed up, the police fixed it. When is that going to happen? I mean, I'm not seeing that. Someone said R2D2B said black students are literally leaving the campus because there are racists riding around in pickups terrorizing. Y'all, this just came in 19 minutes ago. Black students are literally leaving the campus because there are racists riding around in pickups terrorizing. Oh, y'all, this is going the wrong way. And this person by the name of Yak, that's spelled Y-A-K, says, I'm going to stand my ground tomorrow and shoot every black person I see. But where is the police? Where is the outcry from, I don't know, the administration telling the police to please get to the campus, to please save the students, please protect the students, please make sure there's no harm that comes to the students? Where is that outcry? I don't see it, y'all. I just don't see it, and I am so concerned. But, again, I'm going to give you, like, another 15 minutes, and I'm going to shut it down, but I so just wanted to hear from one of these students to kind of just give me – you don't even have to tell me your name. I mean, I just want to know – the atmosphere, the climate right now. What does it feel like to be on a campus? Let's just say you don't live in Missouri. You're from Tennessee, and you're, you know, away at college trying to get your education, trying to better yourself, and you find yourself in a climate where you're in fear for your life just because you decided that it was okay in 2015 to stand up for your rights and say that it's not right to be called a racial slur. It's not right for things to be going on campus that shouldn't be. And you're old enough to know when you're being mistreated and disrespected, and you take your complaints to the appropriate parties and they do nothing. And that's just what I want to know. That's what I want to know. This is not my typical night to come on, y'all. We typically come on every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. But I just happened to tune into Twitter tonight and thought, what the heck just happened? And I just so put this show together because I just wanted to hear from some of the students about what's really going on that campus and how can we as outsiders help. I happen to be someone very connected with a lot of civil rights organizations, and I myself am an activist, an advocate for change, wanting to see things better for the next generation. I am one of the biggest freedom fighters there is. And so I would love to know what is going on at the University of Missouri tonight. Just want somebody to get on your cell phone, tell us what is going on. 347-850-8390. I just put this show together like 15 minutes ago. Did not know any of the parties involved except for JB. I saw him on Twitter. We're following each other. And I'm hoping, JB, listen, call in. Show me what's going on. I so respect that brother and what he's done because at the end of the day, he's going to take courage like that. And it's amazing that he had the courage to go on the hunger strike. I'm going to see if I can go to the Concerned. There's a person by the name of Concerned Student 1950 who has a Twitter page, and a lot of comments are on that one as well. So there's so much to be said about what they're experiencing. And here's some of the tweets that are coming off that page. It's 48 minutes ago, they said thank you to all our allies who are helping to make this campus safe. They also said, again, please be safe, call 911, travel in groups, and please try to stay indoors. Hood girl Haley, I guess is what her name is, she said there's a blue truck with white guys, and there is no license plate on the truck. They are circling around us. Wow. Someone said stay away from speaker circles right now. I'm not sure what that means. It's to stay away from speakers circles right now. Wow. It says, I'm not wanting to read some of the ones that I've already written. It says white politicians who say all lives matter is similar to a founding father saying all men were created equal while they had slaves. I have to agree. Someone else said we are aware and updating MU alerts, Missouri EDU. Do not spread rumors. MU alert, only reliable source. In emergency. Okay. MUPD is aware of social media threats and has increased security. Call 911 immediately if you need help. Okay, y'all, that's MUPD is aware of social media threats and has increased security. Call 911 immediately if you need help, is what they said. MSA, I'm not sure who that is. Oh, I'm sorry, Missouri. I'm not sure what that stands for, though. It says, we are aware of threats on campus. We have contacted the police, and we'll keep you updated. All right, y'all. So they're on top of it. They said that 2 hours ago. We are aware of threats on campus. We have contacted the police, and we'll keep you updated. Someone said, Concerned Students 1950 said, please, family, please be safe. Wow. About 2 hours ago, that said from Shimi Hendrix, said the threats and the ignorance just show why we are concerned, student 1950. Wow. This is kind of mind-blowing, y'all. It really is. It's sad for someone's college experience to include this. You know, most people have experiences of going to college and meeting, you know, the love of their life, or meeting, you know, friends they'll have for a lifetime, or joining sororities or fraternities, and, you know, what that experience was like. But who wants to tell their grandchildren someday that their experience was leaving campus early before the Thanksgiving holiday because of threats they received because they stood up for their rights? That should not be your college experience. It wasn't mine, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody else. That's crazy. That should not be your college experience, that you're going to tell your kids that you had to flee your college campus out of fear that somebody was going to harm you because you stood up for the fact that there were racist things being done on campus, and you thought it was about time for change, and you decided that you were going to stand up and be one of the courageous ones to try to bring about change. How crazy is that? I mean, how crazy is that? But that's what's happening. I mean, that's what's happening right now on the campus of the University of Missouri. That's just mind-blowing. I'm sorry. That's just absolutely freaking mind-blowing. And it's not something that these young people should have to have as a part of their history. I don't know. I'm so blown away with this story. But some of the other things that I understood, this particular situation, they said that the University of Missouri has 35,000 students. 17% of them are minorities, according to their website. So 17% of 35,000 students are minorities. So you can imagine how wow, you can imagine how you must feel being amongst 35,000 students and you're just 17% and something like this going on. It's probably, you know, a situation, you know, some of these students will probably leave this campus and not come back because of, some of the other things they said that African-American students said that gestures were insufficient and called for school officials to implement broader cultural sensitivity training, increase minority staffing, and take other steps. So they were not just satisfied with Wolf coming out of there. They was like, okay, and when he come out, we still need you to do these types of things. And it sounds like because Wolf is gone and this type of thing is still going on since his termination or since his resignation. And so I agree. Those demands definitely should be met. It's unfortunate. It's absolutely unfortunate that this is happening. And I would suggest everybody get on the phone tomorrow morning and just wear the switchboard out of the University of Missouri demanding that some changes be made. And I suggest by Saturday there be a major boycott on that campus to let the administration of that university know that, you know, if y'all are doing these 24-hour meetings where y'all trying to figure out what to do, how about y'all call in some folks who know what to do, who can tell y'all how to fix this? Because if y'all hadn't figured it out by now, you probably don't know. And so, you know, call in some experts. I mean, some people who have had real work in the field of diversity training, the field of merging groups of people from diverse backgrounds together who have the sensitivity to understand. So that would include not just all Caucasians, not just all blacks, but maybe across the spectrum, Hispanic, black, white, Middle Eastern, you know, whatever, put the whole group of the whole gamut to be a makeup of what your student body looks like, to give you all some understanding of how to treat students and how to incorporate a curriculum that will be balanced so that your students will understand how to better treat each other. And the thing is, at the end of the day, if this ain't fixed, I mean, in the next couple of weeks, this is terrible. And it's absolutely a black eye for your university. If you worried about that revenue that you're going to miss from that football game, imagine the revenue that you're going to miss from next year's enrollment when students will look at your name on the list of colleges that they can attend and decide that based on this experience, they don't want anything to do with the University of Missouri, and that includes black students and white students who will just say, hey, no, don't want to touch it, simply because I am afraid if I go there, this may happen or that may happen, just based on this experience. And so, you know, I don't know how better to say that than it's going to be more than the $1.2 million that you're going to miss from this game. I mean, overall, when you think about all the students who may decide, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. And then word of mouth, as other people began to talk about what happened in this experience and how many people were affected and how black kids fled from the college in fear for their lives, how there were death threats called in simply because black kids stood up for their rights and spoke out against racism on the campus, and Jonathan Butler did a hunger strike, and the football team decided that they weren't going to play one game, that all of this happened. And so judging from the way the administration handles it will determine how your enrollment will go next year, how people coming out of high school will look at going to your university in the future. I know if I was a parent, if you did not resolve this right, my child wouldn't have a snowball chance in hell of ever attending your university based on how you fix this, because there not another black child should go to your university, not another child, a non-white child should go to your university, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or whatever color, Asian, if this is the way that you allow minorities to be treated, swastikas painted on walls. It's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. And if you don't have the proper authorities to investigate who these bad apples are and kick them out of school, I suggest, or kick them out of your university, I suggest that all the other students that are minorities get the heck up out of Dodge. They should start fleeing your campus seven different directions, getting the heck out of there, because they deserve to be educated in a safe environment. I think that's just across the board. Anybody deserves to be able to go to a university and be able to concentrate on their studies rather than worrying about if they need to look over their shoulder in fear that someone riding around in a truck, where's security at? Where's the campus police? Why is this truck allowed to ride around and circle people? This just came in. Janetta Elsie, more threats at the university. She said, WTF are you going to do to protect your black students who pay to attend your institution? Wow. And she's referring to a threat that was made via social media. She's talking about the threat from Yak. Who said, I'm going to stand my ground tomorrow and shoot every black person I see. So why isn't this person's IP address already figured out? And why isn't the police already on this person's doorstep? I mean, you know, we know that they have the capability to find anybody they want to find whenever they want to find them. So that's very interesting. But it just speaks volumes to what we don't understand about why this is allowed to happen for so long, and why didn't the administration see that it was better to fix it than to let it go on. Someone else is saying on JB's page, the reading of the tweets of black University of Missouri students scared for their lives. Wow, scared for their lives. So a lot of people are not understanding this, y'all. Someone said 17 minutes ago, Miles Artist said, never in my 4 years have I felt so unsafe on this campus. My people are being targeted. This is not how we should feel. Wow, that's crazy. She said, never in my 4 years have I felt so unsafe on this campus. Me? She said, no, my people are being targeted. This is not how we should feel. Wow, University of Missouri, y'all got some work to do. Someone else said 20 minutes ago, we witnessed Mizzou, what did she say, do everything in its power to protect Tim Wolf, but still won't protect the black students. Sick. Wow. Wow, the sister students and protesters are being threatened tonight. If you pray, pray now. If you don't, send all good vibes for protection. Wow, that was Brittany Prashnick. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, that sounds like these folks are scared to death. Wow. These people are scared to death. Wow, I'm going to send her a tweet. Oh, and go to her stage. And tell us going on at MSU. I'm going to hope she takes me up on it because this is just crazy. Let's see what happens, y'all. I can't even begin to understand how somebody says they've been going there 4 years and they've never felt this type of fear. What the heck is happening, Brittany Prashnick, that y'all are that afraid? I'm going to follow her and see what she's saying on her page. She said, land of the free, terms and conditions may apply. Wow. Someone said, ignore the trolls and stay safe, bro. We're with y'all. Wow. If you need a ride off campus, let me know ASAP. I'm being escorted by State Patrol to my car. I'm trying to help. Let me know. This is Trey Zong. This is crazy. Whoa. If you need a ride, let me know ASAP. I'm being escorted by State Patrol to my car. I'm trying to help. Let me know. Wow. I'm still on campus. If anybody needs a ride home, ride to their dorm, a walk to their car, let me know. Text, DM me. I got y'all. Wow. I don't even know where to go with this. I mean, I'm just sorry, y'all. This is just like, wow. And those are just some of the tweets, y'all, that we've read off of this, off Twitter tonight. And, you know, Center Stage is always on top of whatever's going on in the news. And we just had to bring it to y'all. We're probably going to shut it down in about 10 minutes. We just really wanted to put it out there. We hoped that we would hear from these students, but we know they are in crisis right now. So they probably don't have time to talk to Center Stage, even though I wish they would. We typically don't come on Tuesday nights. We're typically here just on Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern, talking about the hottest topics going on in your world of news. But tonight when we saw this on Twitter, we thought, what the is going on? And I decided I had to just jump in. I mean, just take it live and just see what was going on. But I think the more I'm talking about this, the more concerned I am. Someone said, concerned students, 1950, we do not fear. However, we are currently taking safety precautions. Wow. These are students, y'all. And then Governor Jay Nixon swiftly ensures black students are protected tonight and every night. They are under threat and fear for their lives. Oh, this is what Brittany Prashnick said to Governor Jay Nixon. I'm sorry. She said, swiftly ensure that black Mizzou students are protected tonight and every night. They are under threat and fear for their lives. I agree. Hit up Governor Jay Nixon, Missouri's governor, and let him know. Somebody said, reading the tweets of black Mizzou students scared for their lives. Wow. Mizzou, protect your students now. Wow. This is crazy. This is crazy. Y'all, we had to bring it to you. You know I do. Perfect. I don't care if it had been 12 midnight. I had to, like, stop and say, wait a minute. Something's going on. But tomorrow we are on it. Several phone calls we will make. We will call Governor Jay Nixon's office tomorrow. Jay Nixon will get a call from me tomorrow, definitely saying, what are you doing to protect the students of the University of Missouri? We're also going to call the office of the president. We know he just resigned, but I don't know if there's someone standing in for him, a fill-in or whatever. We want to know, what are they doing to protect the students? We're going to call the police on campus and find out, what are they doing to protect the students? We want an update We're going to call that alert for the University of Missouri, that line that they said you can call for updates, and see exactly what they say is happening. This is absolutely crazy. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can reach that line now, if they give you a number. It's absolutely insane that it's absolutely insane that these students, it almost seems like they're having to figure it out by themselves. It just doesn't seem like something's off. It doesn't seem like anybody is really, like, going on to Twitter, which typically is what happens in the middle of a crisis, and the police will typically say, like, we got everything under control, you know, everybody's secure, everything's on lockdown, no need to be afraid. I don't see those tweets. And so that is a little concerning. I don't see Governor Jay Nixon's office saying, hey, we got it all under control, don't nobody worry about nothing. I don't see those tweets. I don't see the administration saying everybody's safe, no need to worry, everybody safely made it out of there. Threats were not credible, or threats have been, taken under control or arrested or whatever. Nothing? I don't get that. Wow. And then Melanin Monroe said, you will not terrorize people for their blackness. You won't. I agree with that. Melanin Monroe also wrote, peace and love to black students at Mizzou. Death threats are serious. White people have shot and burned churches. Hello, college campus is nothing. I agree. I said that from the onset. Take the threat seriously. Even if they're not credible, you will figure it out later, but do not decide that, you know, you don't have any reason for concern. Anytime anybody's foolish enough to make a death threat, they just may follow through with it. Concerned student 1950 said, we do not fear. However, we are currently taking safety precautions. I agree. This person said, oh, I don't like her name, so I'm not going to put the name out there. This is how your staff fails. No pun intended. Black students enduring trauma and violence at Mizzou. System. I'm not sure what she meant by that. Black Mizzou students are being threatened, and some professors are threatening to fail them if they miss scheduled exams tomorrow. Literally threats about shooting every black person, and professors don't understand that students don't feel safe. Wow. And then she said, post-racial society indeed. Wow. That is scary. So they have exams tomorrow, and the professors are threatening to fail them if they miss the exams. Love to know the names of those professors. Wow. Love to know the names of those professors. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. We're going to pray. Listen, we're going to have a short prayer for the students of the University of Missouri, because we know that God is able. And we're going to say tonight that, God, we ask that you dispatch your angels from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and let them stand guard over that university tonight. We bind Satan on every hand. We rebuke and bind the spirit of fear, because we know that fear is not of God. And we cancel every assignment of the enemy, because we know that he cannot do any more than God allows him to do. So tonight, God, we ask that each student be protected tonight. Cover each one under the blood. And God, be with them, shield and protect them. And God, whatever evil assignment from whatever evil person that Satan has sent out to do his work tonight, we cancel their assignments. And we ask that peace be still on that campus, God. Whatever the devil meant for evil, turn around for the good. Bring change to that university even now, God. Touch the minds and the hearts of those who have ill intent, God, and turn it around for the good, because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And we know that something big is coming after this. And we are saying to Jonathan Butler, we love you for what you did. And brother, stay strong, and to all the athletes of the football team who stood behind Mr. Butler and put their scholarships on the line, we say stay strong, brothers, and we are so proud of you and thankful for what you did. And we're praying that whatever the situation is trying to get out of control, we're binding it because we know God is able. And we're binding that spirit of intimidation and harassment and torture. We bind the spirit of fear over that university. And we're asking right now, God, that peace be still. You know, if God can rebuke the winds and the waves and the storms, we know he can rebuke whatever evil is trying to hover over that university. Okay, Senator Sage is going to sign out, but we just wanted to bring you what was going on at the University of Missouri, and we hope that each student is safe there and that God protects each one of them. We do this each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. Join us right here, Center Stage, this Friday night. See you then. Bye-bye.